We said that we can't understand anything. We can't understand Cheshbonos Shamayim. We saw that from the Pasuk in Bereishit Bara Elokim Hashamayim V'Haaretz, and then it goes and explains all about Bara Aretz, but it doesn't discuss Bara Shamayim. Let's go further. The Kach Amnon Mama Maran Chofetz Chaim Zatzal Ba'achas Midrashaysov Kol Ma'ase Dibur Machshove Shel Adam Nirshamim Lamala. Everything that a person speaks, thinks, and does is written above. Ba'ofen Zeh Nivna Cheshbon Medukdak La'Anhaga Klapei Adam. And based on what's written above, there's an exacting Cheshbon that then responds to the person. He might be a cholto shel ha'odem lahatzitz b'sefer cheshboina prati v'lo l'rega kat hayoroi miyad mehem mekoimu v'dagos amitim. If a person was given access to this hard drive and he could ever look there and understand properly what's going on in there, he would understand exactly who he is, what his level is, and where he really is holding. L'itim nadame ha'od la'odem shu yoytzi yedei chavosa bo'eloi klapi shamayim. We very often think, I did what I had to do. I've been writing my POV, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be. I'm a good boy. I'm not perfect. No worse than the next guy. Imit palel, nafish meisres, noig beyoshe, machanech hazilod levtoir vishamayim vod vod. I mean, I've had a pretty good day. It's not even 10 o'clock yet, and I've already climbed a whole bunch of derises. I'm tefillin, I'm wearing tzitzis, adavin. I benched off the breakfast. I cut the whole bunch, and you should be not belittling that. Person should be more besimcha. You walk out of shakris. How many sinus you've already gone through? How many mitzvahs you're in Mekan? You should feel like a millionaire. I'm not saying not. So we feel like we're beseder. Ulam lo haya adam roishem bepin kosoi is kol maisev is kol machdolov in yone yadut kifishu magpid al niul cheshboines isokov. If a person would take out the ledger and go through it with the same dikduk that he goes through his business cheshboinus, when he sits with his accountant and goes through and he does and he takes stock and he's mamash makpin on every little cook, how you may be in Haiti as chesodov shel Hashem imoy, he would understand very well kama chesed Hashem does for him. What does Hashem give us? Life, health, panosa, children, nachas, so many things. The marotch, because Aishi and Yoni Migai, in his own cheshbon, on his personal cheshbon, it doesn't look so good. That means we're getting from Hashem a heck of a lot more than we deserve. That's the bottom line. Much, much more than we deserve. Kesha'odam chayesh, koyach korah. Kesha'odam chay, you see, I just got something I deserve. Kesha'odam chay lelo cheshbo nefesh, hu shokeyu bekishloines ruchnins mibli ledat al kach. What's the problem with cheshbo? Nothing changes when you do cheshbo. You're still doing the same things you were doing or not doing the same things you weren't doing before. What does cheshbo do? It lets you know what's going on. Person's got a business. He does cheshbo, he doesn't do cheshbo. It's the same business. He's either losing money or making money. The only problem is he doesn't know until it's too late. Cheshbon lets you know what's going on. Cheshbon lets you know what's going on. When you know what's going on, you can do something about it. Got a business bad, he's got a business, and he's drowning in debt. Vasibuki ain human helping because cheshbon. He doesn't get out of it because he doesn't keep cheshbon. How did I suddenly get into so much debt? What do you mean? You weren't tracking your finances? Umatelenu lahavin. Imes cheshbonois of shelo ain adamavin. As kaitzid yuchalavin es hanogas akorish bochim yetabruin. If a person doesn't understand his own cheshbon and nefesh, he hasn't got clarity on his own cheshbon. How's he going to understand Hashem's cheshbon with the whole universe? In Pishal Gzeira lo aleinu or in Yeta and Hogos Hashem. Why does Hashem do this? Why does Hashem give him that? Why is it? You don't understand. You can't even do cheshbon for yourself. You're going to understand cheshbon of everybody else? Adam Adgile Srima Dai Nalu. Someone who's up to 20, he's a Nal. He's a youth. Megil Shishim or Nechshav Kazokan. From 60, the Torah city says there's a Zokan. For 40 years, he meditates a little bit on what's going on in the world. He starts doing a bit of thinking. Until they're 20 today, nobody's doing too much thinking. After 60, he forgets what he thinks about anyway. It's a little more shane. As im kach, keitzad yoich lavin es hanogas Hashem, shu nitzchi v'chai lo'ad. He's basically got 40 years of thought process. Today, let's say, still 70. Shishim zekvar lo zikna, you know. A lot of people, 100 are driving around still. What's that? Shishim, shivim, lo mashaneh, 40, 50 years. 60 years, give him. Yeah? And how long has Hashem been playing this game for? Nitzchi, eternity. So you can understand eternity. You're gonna process for 40 years, and then you're going to understand eternity. Of course not. As Marana Chofetz Chaim zatzal mevi al kach moshel. Moshelim of Chofetz Chaim. Maisa ba'odim shenikla le'iriya achat. It's a famous marshal of the Chofetz Chaim. He came there, he was traveling, and he landed up in a whatever. The plane was delayed, and he landed up in a city, a village that he'd never been to before. B'Shabbos Kodesh yitpalel b'beis hamidrash shel iriya. So Shabbos, he goes to daven in the shul, the local shul. V'nei b'shas chalukas aliyas, who yitpalel iroi tesagabai mechalek otan ba'ifis shenira kibilti musudah kibilti mutzdak. He sees the Gabbai handing out aliyahs, yeah, and it doesn't seem to be making too much sense. Lord, what do you think? What's this Gabbai doing? Is it Lord, what he's doing? Beshoina nikra avrech tzi'ir. He gives it to a young avrech. Harav ala rakba aliyah shlishis. Yeshonim shelo zochu klal ba aliyah lamarot she'afal pi marem ha'imu yu mukhubadim v'chushuva kal. Some guys who look mamash like the real choshuv guys in town didn't get any aliyahs. Luma sam anashim ayeshim be'afti beis hamidrash nikra v'chorev aliyah. Some guys who look like they shouldn't even be in shul, never mind get an aliyah, get aliyah. But Dovah Eire is pliyosa, and his mama, he's shocked. No, he's more curious. Well, what's going on here? Lachat tfilu nigash l'gabah v'shalotu. He goes to the gabah. And he says to him, ein lachem seide hegyoni yoysim b'chlukas aliyahs l'toyre? You don't have a more organized system and you give aliyahs l'toyre? He now understands why he got stuck in this village. It was to be stuck in the way this shul hands out aliyahs. They're going to make Pesach Kron's book. It was this moment, the shul that was crumbling and falling apart because the Gabbai didn't know what he was doing. And he happened to be Mikre, landed up in this town. He was able to fix up the problem. Gewaldig, huh? He's a shgocha pratis. Zayshiv lo Gabbai. Atal reach kar. How long you been here for? Zu Shabbos harishayne shalcha bebeis midrashayne. You've been here for one Shabbos, nachon? Ulechen eni yodai shavrech atzi tzarichu levarech agoymo. This tzir avreich, the koyan that got called up, needs to daven agoymo. Leponia is a simcha bebeiso. This guy had a simcha in his house. Lachi yesh siba cheres lalil moizayis choshuva yakal oilim letoyre gam heim liitim mezumayinas. Last week, that choshuva guy got an aliyah, and then this week he doesn't get an aliyah because this guy's making an offer, and this guy's got a wedding, and this guy... That's habechesh boinas. Yesh bebeis hamidrash pinkas mesuda, shebo mitzioini moide aliyah letoyre shol kol hamitpaleho. The Gabbai's got a little, those roller deck things, whatever, yeah, those roller cart things. He's got Mod Masuda. You know who gets an aliyah? When he gets an aliyah, when the guy's got a yotzat, when the guy's like, Mod Masuda po. The kach yodane lemili kroba call Shabbos for Shabbos. I know exactly who to call up for each Shabbos and every Shabbos, yeah. As a nimshal borrow, so the nimshal's poshet. But this mosh is actually a nimshal as well. This happens in places. You get people that actually believe things like that. They come, they don't understand why. Anybody a Gabbai?
I was.
You were. So you know what it says that when you become a Gabbai, they're moichel kol avoinos. Because your surim is mechaprim. You become a Gabbai, you become the worst Rosha. Yeah.
That's why Gabbai
did the Alkik. That was also
Gabbai. Is that why they do it? I heard another reason. The reason why the Goyim hand out cake on Erev Yom Kippur, so you have to ask them for the cake. You have to mevakish from them the cake. In case there was a gezeira that you have to beg for food, you became the gezeira on Erev Yom Kippur. Kach shemati me'aridim sheli. You used to do it in the koil. You have to ask. You have to go ask him for the bread. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, a lot of these minhagim have got different, and they're all from the same. Yeah. Okay. Very good. I'll tell you now.
Amen.
Beautiful, hot. It's very hot. That's what it says in the pasuk. Ein tzadik ba'aretz shiyase toiv velo yechto. What's it teaching? That there's no tzadik in the world that only does good and doesn't do bad. Why don't you just say ein tzadik ba'aretz shelo yechto? What's the va'aretz toiv?
Is it possible to make tov at 100%? Something is missing.
So there's another pshat for the goyim's pshat is when you oise toiv, when you start doing good for people, that's when they call you a rosha. That's when you become the chayta. Ein tzarek ba'aretz she'ose toiv v'lo yechto. When you're doing good for people, that's when they call you the chayta. I heard that from a mashgiach. I would never say such a thing.
Good look back.
I would never say such a thing. I would chas v'chalila that such words would come out, but I'd never m'call for it.
People always worry there's an ulterior motive. He's doing this because
there's
an ulterior
motive. That's kach shemati me mashgiach shi. Baruch Hashem, I had a makor for it. Yeah, he had a couple of those.
That's why you ask, you know, on the Misha Berachon Shabbos, all these people are Oiskim B'Tzachit, some of them should, all their machalim should be taken away because
they're Oiskim B'Tzachit, Tzibur V'Emona, yeah. It was once in Lakewood, there was a Yid who was more angry with Rav Aaron. I was shouting and screaming and publishing terrible things about him, whatever. And one day he turned around to Rav Shneur, his son. He said to him, I don't know what this guy wants from me. I've never done him a chesed in my life. No, but it's a real issue. Adam ha-magia l'olam hazeh l'zman katzar hu b'b'chinus ha-reach b'yelvad. A person comes into this world, he's a visitor. Not just visiting this place. Just visiting. There used to be a bumper sticker like that on this 11th day. Just visiting this planet, you know. It's true. The parents man katzar, ze'en be'ef shuroto la'havim cheshboin ha-shamay. Maya siba she'ploy ni'oni va'omoy ni'oshi. Was he rich, was he poor? He's sick and he's not. There's terrible things. What he got, he doesn't. Was he depressed, was he not? Was he got these kind of parents, was he got those? Was he... Millions of questions. You think it's random? It always bothered me, why there's so much sand on the beach. You could make one grain less, it would destroy the world. You need billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and trillions of stars. If there was one missing, it would change some great eternal plan. Yes. We can't begin to understand. But it's biduk, biduk, biduk. My son told me the other day, if all the Chinese would jump up and down at the same time, it would move the earth 1 centimeter of its axis, the world would end. That would be the structure of the world. Baruch Hashem, there aren't a billion Arabs yet. Imagine that suicide moment. Biggest suicide bomb ever. Yeah, okay. Chas v'chalila. Now I'm really being cynical. Okay. So
they won't be able to agree on one.
Call meduk dak. Everything. There's not a cell, there's not a molecule, there's not a dikduk nairavayoi. There's a supercomputer up there that everything is worked out. The punishment on him, it's going to impact on everybody else. And he's sitting, call a million. We've got to begin to imagine, just for one person, what the cheshbon is all. And that's not too much, the whole universe. No, you think about it, you can't talk afterwards. It's astounding what we know today and what we understand in the great and also in the small, in the tiny little cells of the. The DNA and the everything what we know today, to come a chokhma boy. Domim to you, v'lot chokho achasidois. Don't look to the future. L'maisa chakis achasidois ein b'koychel nisneich l'adam shalva mitis. Knowing what's going to be in the future, looking what's going to be, can't really provide a person with proper tranquility. Shrei gam im yavo Eliyahu Novi. Let's say Eliyahu Novi comes. V'yedieloi ki asido oimed lishtanot. Your matzav now is going to change. U'besoifa al dovel hu yotzem me'an yosei ve'afuch lo shegodol. You're going to get out of your poverty, you're going to pay all of your debts, and you're going to be a big, big millionaire. He'll tell you that. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I don't know. Money comes with a lot of tzoros. L'marot kol zois bezman tzar, ein alev yoichel ha'achi l'dias eilu. When the person's now sitting in his tzar, if I don't know that you're going to get out of it, definitely helps. Aval, ta'adev ein ha'masuk yilchot matzavim acherim, aval ha'matzav shebo hu shroi. Person, God forbid, is ill, he's in a lot of pain. They tell him, yeah, but it only lasts for 6 months. In 6 months, you're going to be out of your pain. His pain doesn't stop now, he's still in pain. Avada, not knowing when it's going to end, definitely makes it worse. I'm not saying it doesn't improve the situation a little bit. But it doesn't provide you with total tranquility just because you know it's going to get better. We know it's going to get better. We know Mashiach's going to come and it's going to get better. Do I still feel bizarre and whatever? Yeah, why? Mashiach's coming. You're going to go to Olam Haba? But it's going to get better eventually. You're going to be a bigger Shir. You're going to have everything you ever wanted. Mashiach's coming. You're going to be in Olam Haba. So why are you upset now? Because knowing what's going to be in the future doesn't always take care of all your problems. But it does, definitely, it gives us hope, it keeps you going, it gets you chizuk, you know, you're going somewhere. But right now, Mashiach's not here. Well, anyway, we're going to be there. No, there's one of the memches kinyonot, well, the two memches. Two of the memches kinyon ha-toyre are besimcha. The one is samayach b'chelpe, another one is besimcha. It's a mishnah. It's strange to have two kinyonim that seem to be l'choyre the same. Samayach b'chelpe is besimcha, no? So I think the pshat is, Rav Nach said this pshat, based on the Midrash Shmuel, lo zoche, is that samayach b'chelpe is now. The samayach with the matzav you have now. Besimcha is anticipating the future good. Which means if you only have anticipating the future good, you won't be besimcha now. It means you need the extra kinyan, you need the extra kli, the tool, to be besimcha now. Maybe you see that the waiting for the future doesn't necessarily take away your problems.
The future means specifically
Mashiach. No, love dafka. Rashi says, Al tachako achasidois.
Right, so what are you waiting for? What is the besimcha?
No, the simcha in the Mishnah Kavos, that's talking about Olam Haba. Basimcha anticipating the ultimate good, the final good. I'm not saying not to use it. It's a wonderful tool. A person's going through a hard time now, but he knows whatever, something's, you know, to use it to give him hope. To find it's a useful tool. Well, it's not going to give you tranquility and shalva. You know that.
How does this relate to decision?
You mean not to be chakol asidois? What does it got to do with decision making? Because decision making is usually forward. What's that got to do with Chakwal Asidos? That's a now moment. You look at two people, say they're not Matim. It's got nothing to do with the future, that has to do with now.
But maybe this is his
don't know. Now you're into the world of Bechira. Well, did he have Bechira? Didn't he have Bechira? Hashem forced him into this because that's what Hashem wanted. Because you, No, I thought you were asking something else. I'm not supposed to think about the future, Bichlal. Is that what you're saying?
I don't
know. Lochak dotecho ala sidos. It means just live now. What will be tomorrow? I don't know.
But he feels this amazing hashkocha pratis. I met this girl, and I should get married to her. The people up to my parents and my rabbi.
Once again, you're asking another question. You're asking a completely different question. I'm asking lo techak ala sidos means I shouldn't think about the future.
It's like investments, savings.
Investments, savings. My children. What about my children's chinuch? What about on a community level? If you see you've got 10 kids, other kids, you shouldn't start thinking about how you're going to hold the kid to get bed class in 12 years' time. Do you have enough classes for the kid? Or you wait till all the kids arrive and you go, oh, well, now we don't have any classrooms. Oh, we'll build them now. What, we start living like Harold and the Purple Crayon? Is that what we're supposed to be? You know Harold and the Purple Crayon?
I heard, I'm not exactly sure what it is.
Harold and the Purple Crayon. Very choshev already. Okay. Harold and the Purple Crayon teaches you how to live in the moment. That's what Rashi is telling us? What about the future? You just live now. Who has to sit down and make cheshbonos about what's going to be tomorrow?
Yes,
person has to pay rent in a week. He shouldn't think about where he's going to get the money from. Or he waits till they throw him out, and then oh well, now I didn't pay my mortgage. I took my house away. Well, now it's now. Now I'll worry about it.
I see a lot of people like that.
But a person has to. Avada has to think. Yeah, he has to plan. He has to. Person does daf yoyim. Yep. No, so I'm saying avada person has to plan and has to whatever. But it's done in the now.
Not to live in the future.
He's not living. He's not living in the future. He set aside time now, and this now moment is being used to think and plan and make decisions about how he's going to deal with the situation that he's going to deal with tomorrow. He's got a big meeting tomorrow, and he has to prepare for it. Maybe he has to sit now and work with it. But he's not sitting now worrying about tomorrow. He's sitting now doing now. And if the meeting never happens, it never happens. Lord Moshane, I used the time that I was supposed to use now. It was a waste of 2 years. There was a guy, Frank Waxman, at a chover. He worked on a deal for 2 years. Worked on a deal for 2 years. They're going to make millions or whatever. In the end, nothing came of it, and the deal fell through. I wasted 2 years. He didn't waste 2 years. He did everything he was supposed to do. Problem is, he was waiting for the end result. He was chaker at chasidois. He wasn't just making status and what will be. Chaker chasidois. So that's where the problem is. So waiting for a bus. You're at the bus stop. And the bus is not coming. So what are you doing? You're coughing. You're looking. You're anxious. You're pacing. You're looking at your watch. Wow. That helps the bus come quicker? If that helps the bus come quicker, have a nervous breakdown. I don't mind if that's what's going to get the bus here quicker. But that's what gets the bus here quicker. Make a decision. Take 5 seconds and ask yourself, am I going to wait for the bus or not? If I'm waiting for the bus, I'm waiting. I'll give myself half an hour. The bus doesn't come in half an hour, I'm going home. Or 5 minutes. I'm going home. Now you've made a decision. That's it, finished. Now start doing something enjoyable. Unless you enjoy worrying, then worry. also fine. That's what I'm talking about. Avadi's making a future decision. He's got a doctor's appointment in half an hour. That's the future. If the bus doesn't come in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to miss my appointment. So there's no point in going. Some others will go home. If the bus does come in 10 minutes, so then I make a decision. You've made a decision. Get on with your life. How many hours and hours we sit worrying and digging and clearing and agonizing, and we call that thinking. We call it thinking. It's not thinking. And usually the thing we were thinking about and worrying about never happened in the first place. Not going to happen. Take time aside. How much time do you need? Set aside time. Block out some time. Use the time and make a decision and then go on with it. You want to change your decision? You can change your decision later, but not through agonizing. Poshut. We spoke about this the other day. If you've got to go to the Mion, you have to spend 4 hours in the Mion. So you're there because you've decided to be there. So why are you having a horrible time? Enjoy it. Take a shiur, take a tape, take a book that you enjoy. Do something that you enjoy. Oh, we'll start this chapter tomorrow. That's a shame. Tomin tiu locha chola sidois. Most of us live either in the past or the future. And this moment, it's a poem of Ibn Ezra, no? Ibn Ezra, the great, wrote a poem. It says something, I don't remember the Loshan. The past is finished, the future is not here.
The present's gone.
The present never really exists. So what are you worrying about? Some zan loshin like that. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. That's Ibn Ezra. The Rishon wrote.
That makes me want to get out of bed and, have a lot of
movies. No, what it does is it teaches you the most important yesod, and avoider that a Jew can do. There is no more important avoider that a Jew needs to do, and that's to be able to live in the moment. It's a hard avoider, but you have to practice. You have to do a lot of targilim. Just be in the moment. So many, you have no idea how many things are inaccessible to somebody who's not living in the moment. There's worlds and worlds and worlds that are locked out to a person who's in what we call the guilt potential syndrome. He's either guilting about yesterday, he's worrying about what he's going to do tomorrow, how he's going to use his potential tomorrow, and this moment just got lost. Very few people today I know that can be in the moment. It's one of the milers of the Gedolei Yisrael. Any of you ever been to a Gadol Yisrael? You felt that you were the only person in the world? You know that feeling? Most people that have been to the Gadol Yisrael, they've sat and spoken to Gadol, they come away feeling like they were the only person in the world. Many Talmidim, Rosen C. Finkel, thought that they were his only chavrusa. After he passed away, he had 80 chavrusas a week. And everybody felt like he was the only guy. You know why it's like that? Because when you're with him, you are the only person in the world. Because he's here now with you. There is no other world. There are no other people in the world. That's why when you come away from a Gadol, you feel like you were the only person in the world. Because he's not sitting there worrying about the 27 other things that he has to do. Because he doesn't have 27 other things to do. He's here now. When he's davening, he's davening. When he's benching, he's benching. When he's learning, he's learning. When he's sleeping, he's sleeping. That's Rav Avigdor Miller. What would you do if you only had one day left? Depends what time of the day you're talking about. Because I do what I'm supposed to do. I'm not thinking and worrying about later or tomorrow. When I'm doing this now, You want to make a new decision and change? Make a new decision and change. No one behaves you to act out as a robot based on yesterday's decisions. It's a now moment. No, very, very small part of our day is lived in the moment. There are things that are automatically real-time experiences, which make them so addictive. Sport, for example. No one's ever running around on a soccer field kicking a ball worrying about his bank manager. No one was ever bungee jumping and as his hit's about to become part of the scenery, okay, with an elastic band tied to his ankle, at that moment he's not worrying about how he's going to pay the McCollett ball. That's not what's going through his mind at the moment. What's going through his mind at the moment are his ankles. The rock is going through, whatever. I'm just saying, fear gets you into a real-time experience. That's why Yerushalayim is such a powerful tool. Gardening, for example. Bonsai, pruning your roses. Those are real-time experiences. That's why people do them. That's why they're so therapeutic. They're just in the moment. Very few of us live on a regular basis just in the moment. Most of us say, check your thoughts out. Either quetching about yesterday or worrying about tomorrow. How many people are really here in this moment? Not an easy thing, we have to practice.
I experienced something like this with one of the women.